Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 5, 2023. Do good to the world? Question. In Article 117, Labadans did not find? Do not believe from Balhar Sulam's book Shamati. It says, that is, the sorrow, called labor, makes the Kli, vessel, so one can be awarded the reward. How can we understand that it is suffering that creates the Kli? What does suffering have to do with it? Answer, suffering means that I find myself unable to fill the Creator and therefore suffer. Question. Regarding the suffering in the group, I somehow figured it out myself. But people around me are suffering. Could you advise me how to work with this? Answer. Think about what you will do to make the Creator feel good about it. Act in such a way as to give pleasure to the Creator. And then you will see that through these actions you are doing good to the whole world. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 26, 2023. According to the sorrow, so is the reward. If I am the worst of all? Question. In the article When the Creator Loves a Person, Rabash writes that a person can experience a state where he feels he is worse than the rest of the people. Such feelings are a gift from the Creator. If I feel with respect to the group that I am the worst of all and that they are advancing, I need to integrate with this group, but it seems to me that I will pull them down, I will harm them, and slow them down. If I feel that I am the worst of all, then how can I be useful to the group? How can I integrate with it correctly? Answer, any person is useful to his group, even if he is the worst. We learn from the Creator. There is a person who is useful in himself, and there is a person who transforms himself from harmful to useful, and then, in principle, he is doubly useful. We need to pay attention to where he comes from and how he changes. This is his merit. Comment. What if a person meanwhile ran away, distanced himself from the group, and then felt that he did not finish something, did not complete it, that he had to stay in the group and make an effort? How can we work with this? My response, you will still have the opportunity to correct this at the next levels. Do not worry. Do not think about the past, always think about the future. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 20, 2023. According to the sorrow, so is the reward. Questions about spiritual work. 3. Question. How can I ask the Creator correctly for Kelim, vessels, of bestowal? Should I completely annul myself and want them only for my friends? Answer. Desire that it will be good to all of you together and that from your connection you would be able to bestow to the Creator. Question. What should I do if I feel great shame before the Creator and cannot ask Him for mercy because it seems that I am not worthy of Him? Answer. Transfer these feelings toward your friends, and then everything will work out well. Question. Is it possible to bestow to the Creator through the pleasures of the physical body? Answer. I do not think so. At least, not in our condition because now this is absolutely impossible. So far, you cannot receive pleasure for the sake of the Creator and transmit this pleasure to Him. It will be self-deception. Question. We usually remember our sufferings. How can these memories be used correctly in spiritual work? Answer. Do not think about them, they will accumulate by themselves. You have to think about moving forward. Question. If a person does not feel the suffering of his friends in the ten, can he imagine it in order to raise a true prayer for them? Answer, yes, he can. It is good that he imagines it, even if not in the correct way. Nevertheless, he will develop faster in this condition. Question, when the Creator gives us rapidly changing states and feelings, what does it mean? Answer, he is looking for a way to connect with you. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 26, 2023. According to the sorrow, so is the reward. sources, a lifeline. Question: at some point in your life you studied Kabbalah alone. How did you determine that you did not fall into some wrong current? Answer: after the death of Rabash, I locked myself at home, did not listen to anyone, did not see anyone, tried not to feel anything, and only worked on books. I wrote my first 10 to 12 books. After that, I practically did not write myself but only spoke. These texts were processed by my students, they were published under my name, but these are books spoken aloud by me and not written by hand. I was only inside the sources. Except for Balhasulam and Rabash, no one existed for me. So the years went by, years and years. At the same time, I was not under anyone's influence, not even under my own. I was only under the influence of what the books of Balhasulam and Rabash told me. I studied them, copied archives, processed manuscripts, and I was at it from morning till night. I held on to it like a lifeline. Not a step to the side. After all, Rabash mentored me all the previous years. And despite the fact that he died, he is always with me. I try to be in contact with him and follow the calling that I feel from him. That is how it works. You can imagine whatever you want, but this is what it is. From Cab TV's I got a call. Anti-Kabbalah, August 20th, 2011.